Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line tonight. Welcome to the Blog Talk, and may you be blessed as you prepare to thank God at least 1,000 times tonight. 1,000 times. Amen. We've been doing that for a while now, and it's blessed so many people. Miracles have happened everywhere, and people have been just bountifully blessed and helped. Oh, my God. And people have been healed, set free, and delivered just by thanking God 1,000 times. When you respond, if you were in the same position and somebody kept praising you and giving you glory and giving you adoration, I think you would be more apt to bless them and to see about them, because you want to be there for the people who are really grateful. If you give things to people who are not grateful, somehow it makes you just want to withhold, because you feel like they're not grateful for what you're doing for them. But God is grateful for everything you do. Amen. He inhabits your praises. When you give him glory, when you give him honor, when you give him the adoration, when you say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. I esteem you. I extol thee. I lift you up. You're the one that I just give all of the glory to. I'm not praising any other God, because there's none other God except you. You're the only true and living God. When you come to that conclusion and you give him all that glory like that, let me tell you something. I believe God will open up the bowels of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you just don't have room to receive. Amen. In just a moment, the format of our blog line is simply, many times we'll get station identification, and then what we'll do is that we will allow you to make a request unto the Lord, and then we'll do it with faith. Faith is thanking God in advance before you even hear any report of it being done. You're just thanking for what you've asked him to do. Shows that you believe that he's going to do it. Amen. And when you ask him, I'm going to pray and ask God for something special for you. And after I ask God for something special for you, then I want you to join me in thanking the Lord. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, get ready to give us our station identification, if you're there, and also to allow the people to thank God along with me tonight. Amen. If you're there, do that for us. If you would make your request known right now, everybody, just in your own private time. You don't have to voice it out, but I'll give you about 20, 25 seconds to make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll come back with the prayer and start praising him. All right? Do that right now. Make your request known unto the Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank
you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you look on these precious people, and in the name of Jesus, grant all these requests made known unto you. Somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be saved. Some people need just a very unspoken request, a special blessing. Some people need you to bless them financially, because the enemy is trying to make them have not, make them be have nots. But God, you can make them be the ones who are bountifully blessed. I pray that you pour out a blessing on them, that they don't have room to receive. Make a way out of no way. Bountifully help them through every storm, through every way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we're going to give you praise. As I desire, Lord, to worldwide give you at least 2 billion praises. And it's our desire, Lord, on this prayer line to find people all over the country, all across the world, who will thank you at least 1,000 times. Lord, thank you. We praise you. We glory in you. We appreciate you. And I'm asking that all those who will, as your lines would be open in just a few minutes, would you open up and help us give the Lord praise and adoration. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for these requests being made known. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden. Thank you for lightening every heavy load. Thank you, 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 thank you. God, thank you, thank you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody like you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody can lift a heavy burden. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody can lift a heavy load. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody can give a strength to those who weep like this. But you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody can heal this body.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We adore you, Lord.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
You
above all, Lord. We just love you. Thank you. Thank you. You for worthy.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, God. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Glory. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for healing and virtue. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you
for
healing that diabetes.
Thank
you
for amazing grace. Thank you.
Thank you for healing that high blood.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. For healing that low blood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been there every step
thank
of the way.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We
look thank
you.
You. Thank you for all of my
nobody
steps,
but you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nobody
thank
but you.
You.
Nobody
thank
but you.
You. Oh,
thank
you, Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We
thank
praise
you.
Oh,
glory.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's nowhere for
thank you for making
way in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, thank you,
Lord.
We pray.
Forgive you, adoration.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
mighty
you,
God,
Jesus.
Mighty God, wonderful
thank
Lord, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
you, Lord, thank
you,
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for food
you,
on my table, Lord, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise Him. Thank you. Praise Him. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Oh, Heavenly Father,
thank you, Lord, for watching over us last night as we slept. Hallelujah. Thank you for her rising this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you for the blood of the woman in our veins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Mighty God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood, the blood, the blood.
Thank
you,
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. And I want to give y'all some instructions before you go tonight. Amen. I'll give you some instructions. I believe it's from the Lord. I know it is. Amen. Thank you, first of all, for helping us give God a thousand thank yous. But I want to ask you all to do something. Number one, I want to ask you to make your house a prayer cell. I'm trying to put together, oh, Lord, drop in our spirit, let's put together 10 million prayer cells. Over 90 million people on our block line here. But let's get at least 10 million prayer cells. That's what the Holy Ghost dropped in my heart, 10 million prayer cells. People all over the world making your house a prayer cell. You know what? Daniel led the way. I said Daniel led the way when that king was trying to get him to worship that tall, 90-foot idol. And Daniel said, I'm not going to do it. And also the three Hebrew boys said they wouldn't do it. Daniel wasn't going to worship any of those gods of King Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, I only worship Jehovah God. And they took him and said, you got to worship these gods, else they're going to throw you in the lion's den. He said, not so. And when they told him he couldn't worship anybody but the king's God, which was him, basically, Daniel, they told him he was known for praying three times a day. He had a prayer cell. And when they told him that you got to do this, or else they're going to throw you in the lion's den, he went back to his house and got in the window and began to pray and praise God three times a day. Oh, my God. He had a thing going on with God. Amen. Yeah, he began to praise God openly. But he had a prayer cell, y'all, a prayer cell. Who was in the prayer cell? Well, in that cell, the text says that nobody but Daniel was in that cell. But there are several people on this prayer line who will have prayer cells with 20, 25 or 50 or 100 or 200. Some of y'all 500 at your church. It may not be at your house. It may be at your church. You may call a prayer. You may have a prayer cell on the line like me tonight, as this is a prayer cell. But all what I'm doing is calling people just together to pray. And our platform is we just thanking. Well, yours may be having prayers and testimony. I don't know what your prayer cell will be like, but it's going to be a prayer line. And I need about 10 million prayer cells, that your house would be a prayer cell. Maybe three times a day like Daniel, you'll turn and open the window or whatever. Or you don't have to open the window, but you'll get along with God three times a day and make your home a prayer cell. And the Lord dropped it in my spirit, let's try to get 10 million prayer cells everywhere. As for me and my house, we will praise the Lord. As for me and my house, we will pray. I don't know what your house is going to do, but I need about 10 million prayer cells all over the world. In India, I need y'all in India to have prayer cells all around your fire, wherever you are. Have a prayer cell. Call a prayer meeting. I need you in Africa to have a prayer cell. I need you over there in Australia to have a prayer cell. I need you in the Virgin Islands to have a prayer cell. I need you everywhere. All in Malaysia, in South Korea, North Korea, wherever you are, all across America. Somebody's riding the phone making noise. You don't know you're doing it because I don't think you'd be doing that. But the devil doesn't want this to get out. Don't let the devil use you. Put your phone in Star 6 and mute. All that noise you're making, don't do it. But I need people everywhere, all over the world, to have that prayer cell. Oh, my God. And amen, I'm looking for 10 million, amen, prayer cells. I'm calling them in the name of Jesus all across the world. Get your prayer cell going in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And God will bless your home. God will bless you. Yeah, God will bless everything you're doing. Get that prayer cell going. All right? That's what I want to call you to do. And then bring people to the line so they can help us praise the Lord. Amen. It's coming to pass. I hear it. I heard it was kind of like just praise going forth like a massive army of praise on this prayer line. Amen. I need you to help me do it. Amen. Start your prayer cell. Pick your phone up and say, girl, we're going to have prayer every day. You get up in the morning, let's start it at da-da-da, a certain time. Let's have it at 8 o'clock every morning. Or you can say, girl, let's have prayer 7 o'clock every night, or 7:30, or 8 o'clock every night. And we're going to have, how long are we going to do it? Let's do it for 20 minutes. Let's do it for 30 minutes, or let's do it for an hour. Yeah, whatever you feel. But have you a prayer cell. I want to get them across the world, in England, all over there, in Brazil, all over there, in Haiti, and Indonesia, everywhere, in Jerusalem, on the Gaza Strip and everywhere. See, prayer changes things. Amen. I want to create what we call prayer cells everywhere. All right, take the assignment. Can't do anything, we give you the assignment, sent by the Lord. Now, you know it was sent by God, because the devil didn't tell me to try to start prayer. Satan didn't say that. He didn't say start prayer cells all across the world and try to get 10 million prayer cells everywhere. No, 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 that wasn't the instructions. That was not the instructions of the devil. If you know anything about God, you know that the devil didn't say that. He was up in heaven trying to stop all the praise, trying to stop all the prayers and everything else, and got kicked out. Why do you think he would say to me, all right, now start 10 million prayer cells. Oh, come on. You know that's God. All right. I want you to be a part of it. Start a prayer cell wherever you are, but give a specific time. Have some order to it so people will know that that's the time that you want them to join you on the line or at your house or at your church or wherever, but we need these prayer cells going on everywhere. Okay? Love y'all so very much, and God is so good. Keep us in your prayer. We'll keep you in ours. Amen. We thanked him at least 1,000 times this night and over 2 billion praises. That's the second thing I was trying to remember. Second thing I want you to do is get people on the prayer line, invite them to come. They'll thank you over and over again. People who have gotten friends to come, they have thanked them over and over again. They'll thank you. But now the third thing, praise the Lord. Somebody's making noise again. I want you, the third thing, not only the prayer cell, not only get people on the line, but that, do I tell them tonight, Lord? That's enough tonight. Take those two things, and I'll give you the third thing on another night, okay? Take that prayer cell and take that bringing people to the line. I got a third thing, but I'm going to do it. When you start these other two things, I'll give you a third thing in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Hold to his hand. That's what the senior saints used to sing. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You ought to build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. You ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You ought to build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God. I tell you, a little bit more, but I remember that. Hold to God, I'm trying to change your head. God bless all of y'all. Y'all have a good night, and hopefully the Lord says the same. We'll be back tomorrow night. Don't forget the convention is going to be in Jacksonville, Arkansas, starting on Thursday night, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday. God bless you. We're going to have a great time. Down in Jacksonville, Arkansas, Bishop Bowden and Dr. Cynthia Bowden, they are going to host us. And if you choose one night to be there, come Friday night, or Saturday night. Friday night is when the Lord is blessing me to receive a blessing. A special service will be there for your youth ambassador. And I sure would like to have you all there, those who can come there to Jacksonville. Amen. We give you the instructions many times. Amen. If you plan on coming, amen, I want you to be able to reach somebody, amen, so you can have yourself picked up at the airport, or either if you're going to drive in to Jacksonville, Arkansas. That's right by Little Rock. It's about 10 miles north of Little Rock. It's basically the Little Rock area, but I'm saying Jacksonville to get you specifically where we're going to be at Evangelistic Ministries there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Saturday night, I'll be also doing a concert there Saturday night. Amen. Along with the Biggin Praise Revival. My God. You don't want to miss this. It's going to bless. As I've got my Caucasian friends, they say it like this. It's going to bless your socks off. It really will. This will bless your socks off. And the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you and looking for you. Amen. Stay faithful and the Lord bless you. All right, have a good night. You ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You ought to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You ought to build your hopes on things eternal. You ought to hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless all of y'all. Have a good night.